Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9, coming to you from our beautiful Channel 9 studios. I'm here with a special guest in honor of the 20th anniversary of the release of Visual Studio. Why don't you tell us who you are, my friends?
Okay. My name is Dave Johnson. I'm a software developer from San Diego.
Fantastic.
And I'm Benjamin Johnson. I'm a junior in high school, and I'm also from San Diego.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about you and your career and what you've been doing.
Okay, very good. So I've been doing software development for about 21 years, and for the last 13 years, had my own company doing software development, primarily for the oil and gas industry, all about doing projects with sensors, things like that, just large scale, thousands and thousands of sensors and data visualization.
The fun stuff.
The fun stuff, yeah.
So what role has Visual Studio played throughout your career?
So I've been thinking about this because 20 years of Visual Studio, pretty amazing. So look through all the versions and it has played a big role. I mean, I've been using Visual Studio since Visual Studio 97.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, all the way back. So
since you were 5 years old, right? Because now you're 25, of course.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Yeah, I know I don't look that old. But, but yeah, and I started out, you know, Visual Studio 97, I remember doing J++ way back when.
So. I remember that too. I wrote an emulator for the IBM 360 using Visual J++.
Really?
My professor was really impressed.
Nice. That's,
well, maybe she was being nice.
That's really impressive. Yeah. Very nice. So yeah, I remember my first app was a really cool, all about sensors even then, just real-time trend, and you click different places and use your arrow keys to move around. It was pretty awesome.
Fantastic.
And then, yep, since then, did some VB6 apps, and then thankfully the .NET world arrived. Awesome.
Thankfully, yeah.
And done all kinds of applications, you know, C Sharp console apps, WPF, tons of ASP.NET, all things like that. So
fantastic. Yeah. So as you have gone throughout your career, are there any features of Visual Studio that have stood out to you as lifesavers that are actually helped you become a better programmer, or that you just love?
A couple things I really love. I love the refactoring support, just being able to F2 something, rename things. I'm kind of particular about my class names and variables, and bam, it's just really easy. And then, of course, I love Visual Studio 2015 with the Roslyn support that was released.
Yeah.
I love those little light bulbs.
It's amazing, yeah.
Click on those things, and let's add using statements, things like that. So. Well, I love all that stuff.
Fantastic. So tell me about the additions that have come over the years that maybe you've liked. I mean, you talk about Visual J++, you've used VB. Tell me about any of the additions that you like now.
Oh, I love, ever since .NET was introduced, I loved all those features, just getting into that world.
Tell me, Ben, how did you get involved with Visual Studio?
Yeah, so I got involved through the using the Community Edition. I came over from the world of electronics. Actually, my first encounter with Visual Studio was with the Arduino, because there's actually a plugin for Visual Studio that allows you to use it as an Arduino IDE. So my dad and I built a project that was actually like a music jukebox sort of thing for a party that our family was hosting. And that was, we had the Arduino hooked up to a WPF app, actually.
Oh, fantastic.
And that WPF app would wait for serial data that was coming over from actually like a TV remote IR sensor pair that was connected to the Arduino, so that you could select, play, pause, songs, and also there was the visual like graphical buttons that were on the screen that you could do the same thing with as well. And
that's awesome. I mean, did you have to get him a license to Visual Studio for this?
So that's what I love about it. I want to thank Microsoft for this. It's just the whole Visual Studio Community Edition. Same IDE I'm using as a developer professionally. It's such a generous amount of features that you guys provided, just, and it's great. It's free.
Visual
Studio Community Edition, yeah.
So you use the Community Edition. Now, but how did you figure all this stuff out? Because I remember the first time I opened Visual Studio, I think it was VB6 days, I was like, oh, how did you figure all of this stuff out? Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was a bit of an interesting experience first getting started with it, because you know there's IntelliSense, there's all that, and they're very, very useful tools, but they're a little bit coming over from the Arduino sketch world also, it's a little bit confusing at first, but or overwhelming. But yeah, it's I've gotten some help from my dad, you know, all the different tools do, and they're really useful and for you know just to be able to start typing stuff, and it's like, oh, well, what can I do here? Well,
dot.
This is what you can do.
Fantastic. So, but I mean, usually when I'm trying to learn stuff, I start with hello world. You're making like an IR sensor WPF music thingy. How did you get, How did you do that so fast?
Yeah, well, I did do some Hello World stuff and other stuff like that before. But that was my first project, more bigger project that I worked on with the guidance of my dad.
Oh, okay. So you worked on this in tandem and figured it out.
Yes, for these, yeah.
Fantastic.
But he actually had some other help too.
Yeah, oh.
Actually, that was, I've been going through the Microsoft Virtual Academy, Bob Tabor's course, the C# Fundamentals. Mm-hmm. That's been great. You can watch his videos and pause them and type it in and try it out. And just to reiterate it. And also, my dad, going back to his help, he's given me assignments that I'll work on, like a stock app that I built, it'll go out to the internet and fetch stocks and bring it back. I'll go through that a few times, and then he'll come and say, "Hey, maybe there's a functionality we can put in here, or maybe there's a new way to do this thing here." So that's been a great learning experience. And
awesome. So you learned from MBA, you learned from your dad, you did some things, but this doesn't look like a jukebox. So this must be a new project. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is actually a project that I built for my environmental science merit badge in Boy Scouts.
Oh, okay.
And it's for a requirement that states to, or that asks you to perform an experiment that that tests for particulates that contribute to air pollution.
Okay.
And actually, what I have here is a carbon monoxide sensor, and that's the pollution part of it. And then I also have a hydrogen sensor and a temperature/humidity sensor. That's those are factors that can affect this carbon monoxide sensor's reading. Uh-huh. So. And then I also have a potentiometer here for debugging purposes or testing.
Nice. And so you just put this outside, and how do you get the data? Where does the data go?
Yeah. So what I have, Particle, who builds this board here, the Particle Photon, they actually have a cloud service that I pump that up to. They have a publish subscribe model, and then from there I actually have a web server that's a Node.js Express app that I built with the guidance of my dad.
Okay.
That lives in Azure, and it displays this web page here actually that we have some data points that are on there, as well as we should be getting graphs. Mm-hmm. But
I bet if you move it around, it'll do.
Yeah. Yeah, this goes up to the particle cloud, and then I actually read it as JSON data from the Node.js web server.
That's awesome. I remember when I did my environmental science, I sat in the desert for like 4 hours at a time looking around. It was horrible. But it got me out of being grounded. So this is actually much better than anything I did. And now, is this a new requirement in the merit badge?
No, I just decided it'd be fun to do something with programming and hardware. It was just a sort of a thing that I decided to do along with.
That's awesome. So are there any future projects that you're thinking about doing?
Yeah, actually, one of the projects that I'm going to be doing now is using a Xamarin application that I can deploy to my parents' Android phones. And what I want to do is have actually some wearable sensors for my brother, because he's 7 years old, and he unfortunately has seizures every few months, and a lot of times it happens while he's sleeping or while he's not around people per se. Uh-huh. So it'd be nice to have a notification that he is having it, so my parents can be there to help him. The architecture I'm sort of thinking about right now is having the wearable sensors that would pump data up to, say, like an Azure IoT hub, and then use Xamarin to have that data come down to my parents' phones.
That's amazing. I mean, and you can also maybe throw in some machine learning to predict when this actually might even happen in the future.
Sure. Yeah.
So you'd be like, hey, you know, there's something might happen in a couple of minutes. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's awesome. And so, as with all programmers, we're always asked this, when is this going to be ready so we can take a look at it?
Yeah, well, I'm working on it as my next project. I'm not sure when it's going to be done, but it's going to be done. You know, it'll be done sometime.
This is exactly what programmers say. I'm so proud. Did you teach him that, or did he just come up with that himself?
He just learned well.
It's coming out soon, ladies and gents. It's going to be great. And no joking around, this is absolutely an amazing piece of software that needs to be out there. I mean, I imagine it can help a lot of people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what's going down the road for you? Are you going to still teach him how to program?
Absolutely, yeah. So that's the plans.
Fantastic. Yep. One day, I'm gonna teach all my kids how to program. We're going to have our own software engineering company. You guys are very inspiring. It's cool to see what Visual Studio has done for you and your family and what it's going to do for your family. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez, Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.